Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
The Rolling Stones were at number one on the UK singles chart on this day in 1966 with Paint It Black, their sixth UK number one single, and the first number one single to feature a sitar on the recording. Keith Richards.
Yeah, Paint It Black, I'm still wondering what it's about myself. I don't know, it's one of those, it's very, I mean, to me, it's half gypsy and half Jewish sort of melody, and it went through so many different sort of convolutions before it ended up as the way that we know it now.
Turn their heads and quickly look away. Like a newborn baby, it just happens every day.
Sunday Girl gave Blondie their second UK number one hit single on this day in 1979. The track was taken from the group's Parallel Lines album, which went on to become the biggest selling album of 1979.
I think that in the commercial world, that once you have established a song or a sound, that the, you know, powers that be want you to carry that on and, you know, maintain that because they know that they can market it. And, you know, we were, our whole, you know, premise was more experimental, and that's how we started. We were very experimental.
Stay at home Sunday.
Former backing singer with Stevie Wonder, Denise Williams, started a two-week run at number one on the US singles chart on this day in 1984. But let's hear it for the boy, taken from the film Footloose. Birthdays today. American singer and songwriter Stevie Nicks from Fleetwood Mac turns 72. She's the first woman, the first member of Fleetwood Mac, and the 23rd artist in the Hall of Fame history to be inducted twice. She was first inducted in 1998 with Fleetwood Mac and again in 2019 for her work as a solo artist.
I wrote every night when I was 15, so that's just something that I do. That's just kind of part of my life. I just sit down and go, I'm going to write what happened today, because what I realized at a very young age was that time passes, and stuff that's very important to you and that you never want to forget ends up sometimes being forgotten.
You can talk to me.
And Lenny Kravitz turns 56 today, American singer and songwriter who had the 1999 UK number one single Fly Away and the 1993 UK number one album Are You Gonna Go My Way. He's also worked with Mick Jagger, Madonna and David Bowie. Growing up, he was a fan of Michael Jackson. So what's his all-time favourite song?
Favourite song ever? Maybe Never Can Say Goodbye by the Jackson 5.
And that's Today in Music, Tuesday, 26th of May, Mix 104.9.